Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, this is Ashley Carr, and I'm going to read you my devotional called Holy or Hypocrite. I'd like to begin this devotional with a disclaimer. 1 Corinthians 9:19 through 23 is Paul's unique approach to reaching people for the gospel. We have the freedom in Christ to follow his example, and Paul calls us to a mindset few of us operate under on a daily basis. However, what he proposes is something, in my opinion, not all of us can or should do. This mindset requires a vibrant interaction with God's Spirit and, as Paul even says, a very disciplined life. It will call for subjective decisions from each person as God moves in their hearts. Please keep this in mind as you continue to read. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always thought that God called me to be set apart. If everyone around me is making decisions to go off the rails and do things that fly in the face of God's heart, I've always felt perfectly justified in standing up for my principles, lifestyle, and values when others don't. In fact, isn't this what it means to be a Christ follower? But recently I had a revelation after reading this passage. Here's what brought it on. I've personally made the decision to avoid alcohol. There are multiple reasons for this decision, but it's become a comforting principle that I fall back on whenever the option presents itself. This is who I am, this is what I do, and it's never been a difficult decision for me to keep. But if I'm honest with myself, part of the reason why I choose not to drink is because I'm afraid. And this is what Corinthians challenged me on. It laid bare my motivations in my heart. What's radical and eye-opening about verses 19 through 23 is that Paul is basically saying to be an intentional chameleon. He's not saying we are to live willy-nilly like a leaf in the wind, mirroring all of the behavior people exhibit around us under the pretense of reaching them for Christ. But he is saying that we need to be willing to carefully, thoughtfully, and intentionally be all things to all people. And I'd like to gently suggest this even means that when God calls us to, through the moving of his Spirit, we are to relinquish our principles for the gospel if we can reach people we wouldn't otherwise be able to reach. I realize part of me isn't abstaining from certain lifestyles simply because I think it's the right thing for me to do. I'm abstaining because the thought of giving up my principles actually makes me afraid. But verses 19 through 23 reveal that Paul is saying that our freedom is for just this kind of scenario, not for aimless lawbreaking simply because we can, but so we can be what people need us to be to reach them with the love of Jesus. There are obviously things God would never call us to do, but those aside, can I trust God if he was calling me to give up one of my principles that I wouldn't slide down the slippery slope to dark places? That's the question these verses made me wrestle with. I hope this devotional will give you something to think about as well, since God has given us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.